All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What is your reaction that DJ Reader has signed? 2 years, 27 mil?
27.25, yes.
It's exactly the two-year deal type stuff that they want to do. We talked about it top of the hour. I'll give you the brief reset. It's simple. When DJ Reader's healthy, and again, he's had 2 years with a catastrophic injury. Outside of that, he plays. And he's been one of the 10 or 12 best defensive tackles in football. He's just a damn good football player. So I'm in. The reason I can trust this more than the Carlton Davis thing is your doctors look at it. It's a catastrophic injury. If they don't like what they're seeing, they don't sign him. Carlton Davis, it's like 18 different things. It's always nagging stuff. A toe, a kneecap, an elbow, a rib. My earlobe hurts. Like, it's always something. With DJ Reader, if your doctors trust it, we're good. Do I think it makes you better? Absolutely. You will not run the football on this team. It just won't happen. And DJ Reader has the rare ability as a 340-pound man to also be disruptive on pass rushing downs because he played over 300 pass rushing downs. When he's right, he plays. And it matters. And I think if you put DJ Reader next to Aiden Hutchinson on the inside, yes, you get better. I like this. This, to me, is the best signing of your offseason. I like this one better than Carlton Davis, certainly better than Davenport. I'm not making fun of the Amik Robinson thing because the truth is he's a nickel corner. He's a hard hitter. He's a tough kid. He's small. But, okay, hey, for $4 or $5 million, I don't care. Right, bring him aboard.
Right, you're not asking him to go out there and be CB1.
But this I can vibe with. Do I worry?
This is an impact.
Do I worry overall that every player you're signing's got some injury stuff? Of course
yes.
I do. But if your doctors trust what they saw in the rehab of his quad, because he's torn both quads now in his career. Yeah, that's 340-pound wrecking ball that I'm going to put next to Aleem McNeil. He's good, man. So I'd love to know your reaction to it. I'm in. I needed to get better up front. I had a preference to an edge, but I'll never be mad about a balanced defensive tackle, meaning a guy who's not just a run stuffer. He's not just an occupier. It's a guy you can play on passing downs, and he can help you. Reader's that.
Is it fair that the signing of DJ Reader and what they've done in free agency is pushing me towards changing what I want for them in the draft?
Oh, well, I...
Because that was cornerback. I need a pass rusher. Absolutely need a pass rusher.
David, what if they... And again, I don't want to take the focus from Reader, but like, what if they just believe they've got the pass rusher? They have a right to believe they have their own guy. I'm just from a different school where, like, watching my own team or watching Rico's, the last time the Giants won the Super Bowl, they had 8 pass rushers. They had 2 4-man units on the D-line, and they'd bring in what they called a NASCAR package on third downs, and they ruined Tom Brady. I just don't think you can ever have enough pass rushers. But if they believe they have what they need.
And I do think they believe that.
Yeah, and look, Reader's unique because you can play him on third downs.
Because they've had ample opportunity to bring in a pass rusher, and they keep telling you, stop trying to tell me to try the meatballs. I don't want them.
Perfect. So DJ Reader's a Lion, and I dig it. I'm good with it. And like we talked about, whether it was Eric Armstead or Reader, I mean, you could make a case that you preferred Armstead. I'm fine with that. But is Reader a better run stopper? Yes. Armstead's a better pass rusher. I think Reader's more balanced. It was just hard for me to get the image of Armstead dominating the Super Bowl. Yeah. But look, bottom line, you got a really good football player. So are you better? I think you can say yes. Now that you've added an actual high-level player up front, yes.
But I don't think it's wrong if you're nervous about it. That's okay. It doesn't make you a bad fan. Mom and dad aren't going to kick you out of the house. If you're worried because each guy, one is coming off a huge injury, the other one just gets hurt every year, it's okay to be worried. But on paper, I think they're better, Rico. Yes. And I don't want to do the whole, like, well, where do they rank in the NFC? I have no idea. The offseason's got to finish. You got to see the draft. Who blows out a knee in training camp the whole bit?
See, I'm excited about this this addition. I just need to see him out on the field. Now, if he's out there by week five, week six, and it looks like, okay, it's going to work. Yeah, it's great. I'm just concerned about the injuries. No, I'm not a doctor, nor am I the Lions doctor. Just, you have a history of bringing in injured players, and most of them stay injured.
Do you think you've done enough to make the impossible possible?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd love to hear Lion fans' responses to it. Let's get to the phones. Let's see what they have to say. So DJ Reader, and I think I don't know if there's a correlation, but it felt like once the Bengals started inviting D-tackles to town, you felt like DJ Reader wasn't getting out of the building if the medicals checked out. And he didn't. Put him next to McNeil. You got two of the top 10 defensive tackles in football. Rico, that's real.
No, it is.
Man, that's going to be a nightmare for offensive coordinators. You got three guys to block two. Good luck with that.
I mean, you already really weren't running up the middle last season.
And you ain't going to do it now.
And now you just improved that. You made a strength even stronger.
Yeah. You're not running. I'm telling you.
Which brings a lot of third and longs.
I'll be in disbelief if people run the football on this team.
Brings third and longs, which is why I say this is where you need that edge rusher now.
Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. So I'm going to lose my mind if we don't have a new edge rusher on the team by August. This feast or famine, Aiden Hutchinson roller coaster is not sustainable. I can't, like, he can't be on the back of a milk cart in the NFC Championship. It just can't happen. We desperately needed a sack in that game, and I think it's one of the reasons why we lost. We just couldn't do anything to get that momentum back. But that being said, I really like this DJ Reader signing. I was the guy who wanted Chris Wilkins, can't get him. Let's pivot to Reader. The reason why I say that is because if you have a guy that can stop the run as efficiently as Reader can, as well as with the lean, that's an investment in the edge rusher that I believe the Lions will take in the second or third round. I love Jonah Ellis out of Utah. I've said that before on your show. Yeah. I hope a lot of people do as well. You know, Adisa Isaac, Chop Robinson, whoever you take that are guys that aren't going to do a great job at setting the edge, you're making an investment into that guy. I can go to Jonah, I can go to Chop and say, hey, numbnuts, go kill the quarterback. Like, I like that investment. And like you said, you're making your strength stronger. So I'm a positive review on the signing. I'm pretty down on this free agent class in general. Like, I don't love Danielle Hunter. I didn't think he was really worth it. I didn't love other guys. I was kind of pissed off at the Brian Burns trade because that would have been fantastic. But, I mean, yeah, throw your guns, whatever.
And it's why I've never been married to one player. I just wanted impact. You don't want Hunter, You go get somebody else. It didn't matter to me. I wanted L'Jarius Sneed. Of course I did. I admit that. I love the guy. But I'm not the Reader thing. If it's Reader and Carlton Davis and the total cost is roughly the $25 million you would have handed the Hunter, I'm not mad about it.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, could I ask you a question about your Giants for the draft? I want to pivot, but I'm curious your thoughts
sure.
on something.
Sure.
What's going on with Drake May? He's like the inverse J.J. McCarthy right now. Like, I get it. Footwork's bad. Yeah. Bad decision maker. He needs time to grow. But, like, I see a ceiling that could be Aaron Rodgers, could be, like, insane level of talent. And I don't understand what's going on. You see Chris Sims ranking them six. What's stopping your Giants from just pulling the trigger, saying, you know what, you're going to be a new Eli Manning, and just trading up to two or three to go get him? Like, I think that might be the path we're seeing with how he's falling.
I think part of what stops them is draft capital. I mean, we don't have a second-round pick. We used it to go get Brian Burns. And every year, one quarterback gets smeared. It's just what happens. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's clear the riser is JJ. The faller might be Drake May.
See, but that would help you.
Sure. I would love a quarterback to fall to me. You got me worried. I can't even take JJ at 6.
Why would I do that?
Because you like stress. That's really what it comes down to.
I like stress.
248-539-9797. Lions have signed DJ Reader. We get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.